أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أليس الله بكاف عبده ويخوفونك بالذين من دونه ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد ومن يهدي الله فما له من مضل أليس الله بعزيز ذي انتقام صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drawn a comparison between those who rejected the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who had accepted it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again speaks about one very important aspect or an incident that had taken place in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the process of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wah, an invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had continued. Together with that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from time to time will speak about the futility of worshipping idols, worshipping these stones and these pieces of wood, which they would call gods. And in that way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kufar of Makkah would say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that stop this preaching of yours, stop speaking ill about our idols, for if you continue to speak ill about our idols, then our idols will have an effect on you and you will become insane, wa na'udhu billah. So they began to threaten Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this threat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for His servant? His servant primarily here would refer to none other than our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And His servant will also then thereafter refer to every person that makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remains firm on the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِ. And O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they frighten you or they threaten you with gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that possible? Is there any logic in it? Can the both be equated? It can never happen that these gods of yours, these idols of yours, can ever harm or affect anyone, leave alone Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It cannot even harm the minutest speck on this earth, not even an ant. How is it going to harm insan? How is it going to harm the best of insan, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? On this also, the commentators have also expressed a very, very important factor, that during the course of our lives, sometimes from an employment point of view, sometimes it can be parental, sometimes it can be from our spouses, that we are commanded or we are told to do things against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we feel the pressure and unwittingly we succumb to that kind of pressure. At that time we should remember this ayat of the Qur'an Kareem and we should remember this incident in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and know full well, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. And we should only be obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in matters in which we will be disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us that hidayat, tawfiq, guidance is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other being, there is no other person that has guidance in his or her hands. That is only in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So on the one hand, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And number two is, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has guided us, we should realize it is a very great ni'mah. It is a very great boon and favor from Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray or misguides, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ, there is no had, there is no guide for such a person. وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُضِلْ. There is none that can misguide that person. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ رِنْتِقَامٍ. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not that being that is mighty and one that can take revenge? Obviously here Allah is referring to these people that now began to say such things against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the responsibility of retaliation. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.